USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another 200 million doses will be on the way. The Biden administration announcing Tuesday that the U.S. will increase its vaccine order from Pfizer and Moderna by 50%, saying it will bring the total number of Americans able to receive a vaccine up to 300 million. President Biden said that states would also be seeing more doses coming their way.
We will increase overall weekly vaccination distributions of states, tribes, and territories from 8.6 million doses to a minimum of 10 million doses. Starting next week, that's an increase of 1.4 million doses per week. And you all know, if I may note parenthetically, you all know that the vaccines are distributed to states based on population. And so the smaller the state, the less vaccine, the bigger the state, the more they get. And so this can allow millions of more Americans to get vaccinated sooner.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A mayor pepper sprays a constituent when confronted over COVID-19 restrictions. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Portland, Oregon, Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler pepper sprayed a man outside of a restaurant Sunday night after the mayor said the man confronted him about mask rules and other issues and then got uncomfortably close, according to a police report. The unidentified man filming with his phone accused the mayor of not wearing a mask while sitting in a restaurant as required by COVID-19 rules. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate voted Tuesday to confirm Antony Blinken as Secretary of State by a 78-22 vote. Blinken previously served as Deputy Secretary of State and Deputy National Security Advisor under President Obama. And Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy is now resting at home after being hospitalized earlier Tuesday evening. The Senate's President pro tempore was taken to the hospital out of an abundance of caution, according to a spokesman, after not feeling well in his office. The Vermont Democrat was sent home after tests and is said to be resting comfortably. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Senate was sworn in Tuesday as jurors in the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, set to begin in February. During proceedings, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul rose a point of order to table a trial, arguing that the Senate did not have the constitutional power to try a former president. That measure was voted down 55-45, with 5 Republicans voting with all Democrats to continue the proceedings. Despite the defeat of his measure, Paul tells Newsmax TV that it shows there are not the votes to convict President Trump.
Well, the impeachment is dead. It's dead on arrival. It takes 67 votes. The Democrats could only muster 55 votes, 50 Democrats and 5 Republicans who decided to vote with the Democrats. But they don't have nearly enough. And the thing is that this divides the country. It doesn't unify anything. So Biden either means that he wants to unify the country or he's just playing games with us. But, you know, if Biden had wanted to rise above this, if he really wanted to be a statesman, he could have said, you know, many Democrats want this, but I think we should just move on and let the country heal. And you know what? His numbers would have probably gone up 10 points the day he did that. But instead, they've chosen to beat this, and I think it's a terrible thing that they're doing to the country.
And the first private space crew is headed to the International Space Station. 3 men will pay $55 million each to spend 8 days aboard the space station, taking the ride up on a SpaceX rocket. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.